Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning and welcome to Kansas City, Kansas Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Pastor John McIntosh, and we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. So please open our Bibles to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. And we will read our foundational scripture we are using for this teaching on the importance and the meaning of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, let's read verse number 6. Now, I will be reading from the New King James Version, so if there's any words that is different from yours, do not be alarmed. We will get to the same place at the same time. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, faith must be important if we are going to please our Heavenly Father, and one must understand what faith is and what it is not. The word come used in this verse is used repeatedly in Hebrews to refer to the privilege of drawing near to God. You're there in Hebrews, so let's go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, verse 16. And it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. We come boldly to our Heavenly Father's throne by faith. I've told you how I like to read the Bible. When there's a verse that ministers to me on a personal level, then I read from different various versions of the Bible to see how it will minister to me personally. So I read this same particular verse, Hebrews 4:16, out of four different versions of the Bible. First, from the New King James Version, then the New Testament in modern speech, then the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, and finally the Nelson Study Bible. And they give me a different angle or flavor of the verse. It doesn't change its context, just the coloring of it. Now, the New King James Version of the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Then it says, we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Then the New Testament in modern speech says that we may receive mercy. And finally, the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible says, come boldly to the throne of our gracious Father. So we see we have a small variance in the wording of this verse, but not any change in its context. In fact, obtain and receive are synonyms of each other and can be used interchangeably. Now let's read this verse after I have combined the various verses together. Now I'm not changing or adding to the Word of God, because the Word of God tells us do not add or subtract from it. But I'm just using this as a personal study reference for me when I look at the different versions of the Bible, particularly at verses that minister particularly to my spirit man. So when I took those four versions, and this particular verse, Hebrews 4:16, this is the final reading of that particular verse. And it says, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace of our gracious Father, that we obtain and receive mercy, and we will find grace to help us in our time of need." Amen. So do you see how I combined it and it came out beautifully? Amen. Now turn to James chapter 4. That's James chapter 4. And we will read verse number 8. James chapter 4, verse number 8. You found it? Okay. It says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." Amen. You draw near to God by hearing and hearing the word of God, by praying, by fellowshipping him on a personal level, in your personal study time with him. That's how you draw near to God. And once you have that obedience to studying the word of God, then God will draw near to you and reveal himself to you. Now, last week, we were discussing the event of Peter walking on the water and his distraction by looking at the circumstances which caused him to begin to sink. And eventually, Jesus reached down and grabbed his hand and helped him into the boat. And Jesus asked him, "Oh, you of little faith." And so we're going to learn that we do not deny the circumstances or the situation that might be the challenge. We just don't allow the circumstances or situations to stop us from our victory we already have in Christ Jesus by faith. Remember that now. We learn that we do not deny the circumstances or the situation which might be the challenge. We just don't allow the circumstances or situations to stop us from having our victory already in Christ Jesus. And that's what happened to Peter. He looked at the circumstances. He looked at the wind. He looked at the waves. And he got his eyes off faith and started looking at the natural things. Amen. Now, go with me, please, to 1 John chapter 5. That's 1 John chapter 5. And go to verse number 4. And it says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So, whatever it is, we've overcome it. Whatever the world can spring upon us, we've overcome it. It says, "And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Faith is an action. We act on what we believe. Amen. Now, I want you to listen to another translation of that same verse. And it says, "For every child of God overcomes the world, and this victorious principle which overcomes the world is our faith." Isn't that beautiful? Let me read that one more time. It says, "For every child of God overcomes the world, and this victorious principle which overcomes the world is our faith." Now, it's very something interesting in this scripture. It says, "For every child of God." So that lets me know everybody is not a child of God. So this notion, when people said that we're all God's children, is a misnomer. we're not all God's children. Those who have accepted him as his person, as their personal Savior and Lord, gets the opportunity to call him or call themselves a child of God. For the scripture says, for every child of God overcomes the world. And this victorious principle will overcome the world. It is our faith. Amen and amen. Now, verse number 5 states, who but the man that believes that Jesus is the Son of God overcomes the world. Glory. Faith, family, is acting on what you believe. Those verses were from the New Testament in modern speech by Weymouth. Amen. Faith is persistent, and we have to remember that. Faith is persistent, continually, firmly, or ostensibly in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. So no matter what the opposition, no matter what the difficulty is, faith is going to win over. So after you have done all that you should do, stand on your faith. Don't let anything or anybody deter you from standing on your faith, because you will win out. Amen. Now go with me to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 15. And we're going to look at a couple of events in regards to faith. And we're going to see how these people handle it and what Jesus said about this. Amen. So that's Hebrews chapter 15. And we will begin with verse number 21 and 22. 21 and 22. If you found it, I will read. It says, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now here we have a woman who left her region, the region of Canaan, and came to Jesus and cried out, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Now, why do you suppose she left her region, her country, her state, her city, and came to Jesus? Do you suppose she heard about Jesus and the works he was doing? She came because of Romans 10:17. And it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This lady had to hear something, in her spirit band to encourage her to leave her region and come to find Jesus. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is why she left her region and cried out after him. She believed something. She believed that if she could get to him, her daughter would receive some type of help. Undoubtedly, she believed that, or she never would have left her region to come and to find him. So she believed something, right? She had to. She just wouldn't get up and leave and just come to Jesus for no reason. Now let's continue with verse number 23-25. He says, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Now, verse 25 is very interesting. It says, then she came. That was action. She came. She physically left where she was and came and looked for Jesus. She put what she believed into action. You don't have faith unless you have action. This lady kept on coming. She kept on following. She acted on what she heard and what she believed. You don't have faith if you don't have action. After you hear it, you believe it, then you act on it. Amen. She believed that she could get some help for her daughter, so she did not stay in Canaan, and believed that because she never would have received any help. Her circumstances would have never changed. Her daughter would have never received her healing if she had stayed in Canaan after just hearing the word. She heard it. It pricked something in her spirit, which caused her to act. And her reaction was, she came. She did something about it. She acted on what she believed. She came. And when the Lord says what he said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, she still came. How discouraging what he said had to be. Even though he did not say that to discourage her, but to find out, do you really have faith? Do you really believe this, or are you just blowing smoke? Are you just talking to hear yourself talk, or do you really believe it? He already knew what he was going to do, but this statement was designed to locate where she was, to find out if this woman really believed what she heard. He already knew, but this statement was designed to locate her for her own benefit. How much do you really want this? Are you just playing with God? God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How much do you really believe that God can help you? Came is an action, is it not? She did something. She did not just believe, but this lady acted. She physically left her country and came to Jesus. Amen. Now, verses 25 to 28, let's read those. And it says, then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Verse 27. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Now, you know, it's very interesting here, because in verse number 27, it says, and she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. You know, I have a dog, and every time myself and Dr. Michelle, we eat, well, she'll come and just stand right there next to me and look at me very intensely, because what she's looking for are some crumbs to fall on the floor so she can eat. But they never fall, but we always feed her. So I was thinking about that when I read this scripture where it says, yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And so I can understand what this, how this lady felt. Here she came. She was came from another region. She was not from the house of Israel, but she was a foreigner. But yet she came. She kept coming. She kept following. And she kept asking. Then Jesus finally answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Are you persistent when it comes to the things of God? Are you going to be persistent, or are you going to give up once you find out that it's going to take a little bit for the manifestation of your challenge. Jesus called it faith. Did you notice that? He said, great is your faith. What was her great faith? Well, number one, she left her own region. She came. Came, that is an action, and found him, Jesus. And even after he said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the woman did not stop. She did not give up. She pressed on for victory. She stayed right there, and she got what she wanted because she was persistent. She believed it. You know she believed it because she stayed with it. That is where some people miss it. They will stand for 5 minutes if it's easy. But if they got any opposition, then they are ready to try for something new or give up altogether. They have not mastered the old yet, but yet they are ready for something new. How are you going to be ready for something new and you can't even master the old yet? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. But some people do, and that's how they miss it. But she stayed with it. Everything she did was an action. She acted on what she believed. Faith is acting on what you believe. Amen. If you do not act on it, it will never come to pass. Amen. If you don't act on it, it will never come to pass. Now, let's see here. Let's go to Matthew 17. Matthew 17. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 14 through 16. 14 to 16. And it says, and when they had come to the multitudes, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Think with me now for a moment. Here's verse 16, and it says, so I brought him to your disciples. Is that not action? Did that man do something? He must have brought his son because he believed that the disciples could do something to help his son. Otherwise, he would have not brought his son to them. That is action. You don't have faith unless you have action. Amen. Now let's look at verse 16 through 20. It says, so I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Now we see another degree or kind of faith. We see faithless, because Jesus says, O faithless and perverse generation. Now he called the woman, O great faith. He says, O great faith. And now he says, O faithless faith. Now, verse 18, it says, and Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, or asked, how could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, remove from here and go there, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And notice verse number 19 again. It says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? That was a question asked of Jesus, was it not? Now, verse number 20 says, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief." That was the answer to their question. That was it. Because of your unbelief. That was the answer, period. So, we see here that because of the unbelief, the disciples could not do what that man wanted for his child. Jesus had to cast out the demons. So, what we have here is the action part here. Number one, the man brought his child. And then number two, the disciples could not do anything. Amen? They failed to act, but Jesus did act. Well, you know what? The clock on the wall tells us that we're just about through with what we have to do. But please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. And please remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.